If this gift, I'm going to read it. If this gift of prophecy and tongues, interpretation of tongues, were not beneficial to the church, why would he give it to us, y'all? You know why it's not important to us? Because we have not deemed it important. Most people are natural minded. And when you start talking about spiritual things, they go blink on you. And that's why your life is where it's is. God wants you healthy. God wants you wealthy. God wants you on top. But most of us are struggling trying to hang on. Because in tongues, you can pray it out. In tongues, you can pray it out and interpret. He'll tell you where the lands is. He'll tell you where your job's at. He'll tell you where your husband is. You run out there trying to try them all. And by the time you get them all tried, you worn out. Come on. Then you ought to be functioning the husband and wife, and you can't function because you done wore out yourself trying to find out something. And the Holy Ghost could have told you the one. You could have left all the rest of them alone. Because they didn't add anything to you. Brought you a lot of hell. Couldn't sleep good at night because you know where to rest with that. And the Holy Spirit, you spend time praying in tongues. You could eliminate all that and had you a good husband, good wife, and y'all could have been prosperous, moving forward, had all the things you need, being a blessing to other people around you, but you're trying to find how to pay your light bill. Don't shout me down when I get to preaching good. Hallelujah. He'll tell you what city you ought to live in. He'll tell you what job you ought to be on. He'll tell you what church you ought to go to. That's the reason why people mess up. They just go because somebody said that mama went there and daddy went there. Hallelujah. Because all of us missed it, so I can't point my finger at you. But I thank God that I haven't spent a lot of money. But boy, we give the doctor a whole lot of money. When we come to the Lord, we don't want to give him anything much. Here we go. We let people talk us into it. We get around people that say, you know that healing stuff don't work. God don't heal anymore. God put that sickness. I mean, you hear him say it. God put that on you, teach you something. And watch it. As soon as God put it on them to teach them, they run to the doctor to get it off them. To get out of the will of God. God done put it on you. Now you in the doctor's office trying to get the doctor help you get out of the will of God. Give him money for it too. But if you spend time praying in tongues and yielding to the Holy Ghost and spend time in that word, you'll find those things are not true. Because the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of truth. Come on. I said the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of truth. Did not Jesus say he would teach you all things? Huh? Didn't he say he'll bring all things to your remembrance? Hallelujah. So these gifts are to enable us do, as the Bible says, profit us. They're not to diminish you. So stop letting the devil and other folks frighten you from searching and getting in the Word and get full of the Holy Ghost. You find out, I'm telling what I'm saying, it's truth. You get in the word. You get full of the word. You may have heard it, but let that word get in you and come alive. It'll change your attitude and everything. It'll change how you lift your hand. It'll change your church attendance. It'll change your Bible reading. It'll change your prayer time. Let it get in you and come alive. Because you want to please God when you love God. Come on, y'all ain't talking to me too good. When you really love God, nothing else come before God. Nothing else come before God. Nothing else come before God. I love you. And it doesn't matter what people say, think, or do. I love you, Lord. I'm not trying to be offensive, but you are my first love. And because you're my first love, I know how to do the second love and the third love and whoever else come in my line. Hallelujah. 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 And I'll know how, listen to this, I will know how to properly divide and place the word in my life to get what God have given me. I won't say things like this. I'm believing God for my healing. I know y'all looking at me, because I know all of us said it. But I thank God that I'm healed. And I thank God for the Spirit of God showing me how to receive what I haven't received. But I'm not trying to get healed. Already been healed. And Lord, show me how to receive what's mine. Now, will you tell me this, since we're here? Brother George, if I put $1 million in the bank in your account, that you go around telling people, I'm just believing God to get me $100. I'm just believing God in $1 million in your account. What you believing for? What you trying to believe God for $100 for? I mean, healing been given to us. I say it's ours now. We don't have to try to get it. I'm believing God for it. No, you're not. That's what got you. But you spend some time in the Word, praying in tongues in the Word, you find out I done been healed. Lord, show me how to receive this healing. And it takes time. In some areas, you have to spend time and wait on the Lord. Because your mind is so busy. That's why you need to pray in tongues. Because your mind gets so busy. You're trying to do something in the natural. And you need to learn how to receive in the spirit. Because it's been given to you. Come on now. Tongues. Let me get here and read this. See how much time I got. Don't have the time. I'm out with. Leave it alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tongues was given. He, Holy Spirit, is to help you young people. If you need a husband, you don't need to be out there doing what the world doing. If you need a wife, you don't need to be out there doing what the world doing. If you're a young person, you don't need to be out there loose. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to learn how to keep yourself. Just because the world do it, it doesn't make it right. Can't you see the results that's coming from what they're doing? Can't you see the results that's coming from what you're doing? What you're doing is it getting you where you laugh while you're doing it, but look at the pain. Some people have to take part of the inside out because they didn't do right. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Hello?